Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about our need to turn around, to repent, to change direction, change mind, change our actions. And looking each day this week on a different aspect of how God would want us to repent, the attitude behind it, things to repent of. And today we want to focus specifically on repenting of wickedness. Pretty big topic. Acts 8, verse 22 says, "Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart." Little context there. Guy called Simon had been making a living as a sorcerer, using evil to accomplish things that were seemingly impossible, delving into a spiritual realm of evil, and evidently doing pretty good at it as far as that goes. But notice that Peter and the apostles had a greater power. Their power far surpassed what Simon was able to do as he dabbled in this sorcery that he was involved in. And his conclusion wasn't to listen to their message and obey, but rather to see if he could purchase some of that power. Kind of reminds me a lot of today's culture, where people want to buy a shortcut. And so you can find bookshelves filled with self-help books. 10 easy steps to this. Follow my plan for that. And the design is to cut out the real secret and, in essence, perpetuate an even greater fraud. Simon wasn't interested in the power of God's Spirit. He wasn't interested in a transformed life. He was interested in making a profit. And if the things that Peter and the apostles were able to do would be more successful to his ongoing business, then he wanted to buy some of it. Peter makes it clear that this power of God is not for sale, that it's a work of an indwelling spirit that comes from a life submitted to God. It comes from a surrendered life. It comes from a repentant life. And so the instruction is to repent of wickedness, and perhaps God would forgive. And I look at that line, and I think the word that jumps out the most to me is perhaps. It's not often used when it talks in relationship between our repentance and God's forgiveness. In fact, for the most part, God's word says that when we call upon Him, He will answer. That when we turn to Him and seek mercy, that He will be merciful. But there's some times, and this is one of them, where there almost seems to be a hesitation or a condition. And I think if you really look at the life of Simon, it's not that different from our life. Working in a building, we have a preschool and a K through 8 school. There are times throughout almost any day that I will hear a student being instructed to tell another student they're sorry. And for the most part, those words are coaxed out of a student and class goes on. But it doesn't take a very discerning listener to realize that many times They're not sorry. And I think that's the case in this verse. When Simon is told to repent of his wickedness, that perhaps the Lord will forgive, there's some question, at least in the apostle's mind, is there really a repentance, or is it just saying the words hoping to get a response? In ministry, we hear it. I want to be baptized. Why? Well, because that's what I'm supposed to do so I don't have to go to hell. Well, the scenario is a much bigger story than that. Because usually within that context, and you begin to talk about repentance, you begin to talk about a changed life, well, I'm not interested in that yet. I just want this. And I suspect that that's at the heart of why, in this instance, we find that word perhaps. You see, God's desire is that we repent of wickedness in a way that we renounce it. We turn away from it. We no longer return to it. Not in a way that says, give me what I want and I'll go back to doing what I was doing even better. Or even worse, however you want to word it. And so God comes to our life and He shines the light of His Spirit within our life, and the wickedness becomes obvious. And sometimes our idea of repenting of wickedness is, can we just take the light off of it? Can we just make it less visible? I'll do my best to not do that anymore, to say that anymore, or I'll be careful when I'm around certain people. That's not really repentance. That's more avoidance. And God's desire as we turn to Him is that we repent of all wickedness. And we use His word as the guideline for what that is. We often come up pretty quickly with a list of the major things that we find horrendous. And well, I don't really have that much to repent of. I've not murdered. I've not stolen. I've not did this. I've not done that. I'm not like those other guys. And as we talked about yesterday, that brings us to the repentance, the wickedness of pride. But it also illuminates a concealment and a deflection that somehow we pay attention to those things that we don't like, that others ought to repent of, but the lust and the envy and the greed and the things in our life that may not be well known by God's definition are still wickedness. And when we mock people and we make fun of people and we demean people, well, that's just what people do. Well, that's God's version. That's wickedness. And so we live life having to constantly examine ourselves, not by our wisdom, but by the power of God's Spirit that lives within us, so that the wickedness that has taken root is pulled up and thrown away. It no longer directs our thoughts. It no longer directs our words. It no longer directs our actions towards others. And we repent of that wickedness and we find the forgiveness from God and we replace that wickedness with generosity and with love and compassion. And we've repented when we've changed our direction from wicked thoughts to pure thoughts, from wicked actions to helpful actions, from a wicked life to a life which glorifies Jesus. So today we pray and we seek God's help in cleaning and changing and making us new. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love recognizes within us all that needs to change. And you're gentle with us. And yet firm when that firmness is required to get our attention. And so God, today as we pray about this repenting of wickedness, may we begin to look more clearly at the wickedness that resides in our life rather than focusing on the wickedness of others. Oh, we come up with a pretty quick list of others who ought to repent of wickedness, but your desire is that we would look a lot closer to home, at ourselves. And so, God, as we consider what life looks like with you in the midst of it, may we look for all of those thoughts, all of those hidden secrets, all of those ideas that are not honoring of you and that are degrading to others. And may we truly repent by turning away from them, by finding them as repulsive as what they are, so that they would be expelled from our very being. And that, God, by following you and understanding your wisdom and your direction, we would know that what we need most is that free gift from you that brings salvation through Jesus Christ. And so, Father, as we repent of wickedness, as we allow your Spirit to transform our life to, from one of self to one of service, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to you. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining our Thursday devotion and prayer time. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.